Show's Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor, and let's get started with Mike Trask and Sadie.
Maybe it's a shame.
Yes, yes, yes. That is the Jesus and Mary chain here on Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. You ever wonder about the show title? Candy to your tongue. The sounds you are hearing are to your ear as candy is to a tongue. That's Mark, verse 1, chapter 1. That's Ear Candy. That song, which was Get On Home, came off a record called Damage and Joy, with an album cover featuring basically a bowl of Alpha Getty with the Alpha Getty parts spelling out Damage and Joy. It's almost like a homemade thing, isn't it? And before that, Liam Gallagher, he of the Battling Gallagher Brothers, the voice of Oasis. He had a song called You Better Run. That's off of his record called As You Were. As You Were would be a member of Oasis, but I think he's talking to us, the listener, As You Were. Don't worry, Liam, I was relaxed in any way, and all my listeners were too. Like the song, and we started off with Mike Trask and a song called Sadie, which doesn't come off of any particular record. I think it was a couple of singles inspired by some artists and paintings, but a cool song, and it features kind of some of my favorite maritime artists. You can hear Adam Mowry singing on it, and David R. Elliott singing on it, along with Mike Trask, and a whole bunch of players, all sort of my favorite players from the maritime pop rock scene. We're going to move on, something a little softer than that opening set. Not that the opening set was so harsh, right? It was just straight ahead pop rock. We're just going to do things a little more poppy, I guess. We're going to start off with something from Julian Cope. Now, boy, there's an interesting character. If you want to look up somebody who's off the beaten path, who marches not only to the beat of his own drum, but makes his own drums and marches to those beats, yeah, that would be Julian Cope. He was a member of Teardrop Explodes way back in the 70s somewhere, and then branched off on his own, and has a long, long, long discography, but he ditched mainstream labels a while ago, decades ago. Maintains a site called Head Heritage, cultivated a reputation as an expert on Druid burial mounds, and Stonehenge, that kind of thing. And still makes records. I think he makes them for a very small budget in a home studio, and they're very interesting records. You just never know what he's going to write about. You just never know what kind of sounds he's going to come up with. Well, anyway, we're going to hear an older one, back when he was still striving for, I don't know, fame, I guess, rock and roll fame. We're going to hear a pop song called China Doll, really beautiful. And we're going to hear something from Benji Hughes, and something from First Aid Kit. Oh yeah, all here on Ear Candy. This is China Doll.
I'm an earthbound boy, and so crazy silence around the depth of your soul, and all the misery and crying, all the reasons I don't give. You're gonna wake up in the morning with a crowd round your bed. 'Cause I'm an earthbound boy, and so I worship you, China Doll. China Doll. China Doll.
Oh,
Yes, yes, that is First Aid Kit here on Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. I keep mentioning that just to remind myself, really, that's really what it's about. Fireworks First Aid Kit, that's off a record called Ruins. You do want to check that one out. And before that, All You've Got to Do, this is it, All You've Got to Do is Fall in Love. That is Benji Hughes, and I think it's from his record A Love Extreme. Disc one, it was a double record. I keep thinking, okay, so you're a young guy and you're trying to come up with an original pickup line. So you don't want to say, hey, what's a girl like you doing in a place like this, right? Or even worse, right, Netflix and chill. You want something with some imagination and creativity, something that maybe makes her laugh. And I always think of this Benji Hughes song as a pickup line, the title of it. You know, you just come up and you say, all you've got to do is fall in love with me. Boom. I don't think it'll get you very far. You can kind of see why I am who I am just from that. And we started things off with China Doll from Julian Cope. And I don't know what the original LP that song was on, but I got it from the Best of Julian Cope. Yeah, Greatest Hits Records. Love them. Love them. What, you telling me you don't love him? Oh, come on. I know you love him, too. All the Best of Julian Cope. What do they call that, actually? Call it Floor Genius. Yeah, don't just call it the greatest hits or best of. Come up with a name like Floor Genius. Yeah, and live up to it. I would say more like Floor Different, for sure. He's a different kind of thinker. Love his music, though. Julian Cope. If you've never heard of him, check him out. We're just going to keep on with this pop vibe here on Ear Candy. We're going to play something from Blur. And the term Britpop comes up, and labels really aren't that helpful, but it kind of refers back to the 1990s British music scene and the battle between Blur and Oasis. And even though I'm not a huge fan of either band, particularly at the time, Oasis, I think, clearly, in terms of world domination, won. Maybe in Britain, Blur won? I'm not sure. But Oasis is on a hiatus, Oasis hiatus, kind of some sort of poetry there. And Blur actually made another record after many, many years of their own hiatus called The Magic Whip, kind of a totally unexpected get-together, a whole record. And it's actually my favorite Blur record. I don't know that any of their records stand on their own as a, wow, that's an awesome record, but this one's got at least minimum 4 great songs. We're going to hear Lonesome Street here on Ear Candy.
Again, the 5:14 to East Grinstead. battlefield, bells of death and sorrow pealed. But in the air above the silence, there were birds. A song that rose from the earth, a song of mourning, the yearning, the yearning. Our only church, we bow to thank the universe for blessings and distressing revelations. Every word, every whisper you heard, even the darkness is burning, burning.
Turn into the one true. touch everyone. 'Cause life is short and life is sweet, and sometimes you just gotta set yourself free. I could waste a day with you. I could slip away.
Yes, that's Heather Nova and Waste the Day with You. Well, Waste the Day is the song title from her album South, a very sunny, warm kind of song. And it doesn't matter what season you're actually in listening to this particular song. If it's this summer, then it's perfect. And if it's the winter, it's even perfecter. And that's a word. Trust me, I know words. I know all the best words. And before that, speaking of summery, kind of sultry songs, we heard One True Love from Canadian Sarah Sleen off of her Land and Sea record. And we started things off with Lonesome Street with Blur, which of course reminds you of Heartbreak Hotel, right? Heartbreak Hotel must be located on Lonesome Street. It only makes sense. That's off of Blur's record, The Magic Whip. Mm-hmm. Which apparently is a flavor of ice cream, but can double as something else. Maybe dictatorship. Yeah, I think that's what Damon Albarn said he was writing about. Well, the show is all about catchy, up-tempo, upbeat pop rock songs. I hope you're enjoying yourself and making your day just a little bit brighter, just a smidgen. I wouldn't want to overdo it, you know. We're going to go and hear something from The Beaches. That's a Toronto group who grew up in the suburb in Toronto called, the area of Toronto called The Beaches. I don't know my Toronto geography all that well, so forgive me if I say something a little bit inaccurate. It's off the record Late Show. This song is going to be called Turn Me On. Oh yeah, that's what it is. Here on Ear Candy.
But I've been living in a basement, and she's been I cry for help on a warm summer's day. As I drew near, it was an atrocity. A thief with a badge and the days are free. The sheriff, the sheriff, he's worth $1 million, knows everybody's name. He's taking all your money without an ounce of shame. The sheriff. The fire came out, a bruise on his chin. Shall I call for help? He said, it's a fight you can't win. A son, can't you see? He rules this town. There's a hierarchy. We're on the ground. The sheriff. Taking all your money without an ounce of shame. The sheriff, oh, the sheriff, not in hell. Arms for the poor, arms for the poor, arms for the poor. Arms for the poor, arms for the poor, arms for the for the war, guns for the war, guns for the guns for the war, guns for the war, guns for the rob you of your name, strip you of your pride, work you to the bone, and never satisfied, hanging on your shoulder, everywhere you go, one hand in your pocket, the other on your throat, accounting all your money, every quid you got, and dropping in his coffers, not a second thought, you're counting down the days, until he's in his grave, but even when he dies, you know he'll never pass away.
Hey, yeah, I know.
That's Michael Stipe and the rest of his REM bandmates with Every Day Is Yours to Win. Well, that's not a competition. No, I don't think he means that. I just think he means you've got a lot of say about how your day's going to go. And I hope your hearts are full and your steps are light. And if they're not, you just kind of work to a better day. That's what you do. Every day is yours to shape the way you would like to shape them. And of course, there's a limit to that. But, you know, to the extent that you can create your own feeling and world, do it. Absolutely. What record was that off of? That was off of Collapse Into Now, the deluxe version. I have no idea if it's a bonus track. I don't even understand the idea of bonus tracks, really. Right? You get a CD if you buy it. Maybe you download it. Probably you stream it. But let's say you buy a physical product or at least a digital product. All the records are there. You don't have to press an extra button to play the bonus track. It's just labeled bonus track. So what is it exactly? I don't know. Way better than the days when they used to have hidden tracks. Anyway, that's off of Collapse Into Now, which looks like it's going to be the final REM record and a fine way to end a Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame career for sure. Before that, we heard Charlottetown's Paper Lions with The Sheriff off their debut record and a more finely wrought pop song. Hard to find. I just think that's top drawer stuff, top shelf stuff. We started with Turn Me On. That's from The Late Show, The Beaches. Yes, yes. Love The Beaches. If you've been listening to the show, I guess you kind of figured that one out by now, huh? All right. We've got 5 minutes, maybe 5 minutes. And that's all. I thank you for lending me your ears. I hope your day is going great. Going to try and get, let's see if we can get 2 songs on. We'll play something from Tori Amos for sure. We're going to play The Wrong Band off of her record Under the Pink. And if we have a chance, a little bit of Fleetwood Mac's Honey High. We'll see. That song's off of Tusk. So same time, same place, shall we say? We're going to do it again next week? Yeah, for sure. It's a date. This here is The Wrong Band, Tori Amos.
It's perfectly clear we're in the wrong band. Ginger is always sincere, just not one man. She called me up and she said, you know that I'm drowning. It's the dog trainer again. He says that he thinks that she needs more hands. I think it's perfectly clear we're in the wrong band. Senator, let's be sincere, as much as you can. He called her up and he said, the new prosecutor soon will be wanting a word. So she's got a soft spot for heels and spurs. And the hands, something believing in her voice again said, there's something believing instead of just leaving. Instead of just leaving. Instead of just leaving. And she gets her cigars from the sweet fat man. I think it's perfectly clear we're in the wrong band. Heidi says she'll be sincere as much as she can. I called her up and I said, you know that I'm drowning. I put on your raincoat again, 'cause even the sun's got a price on it. And there is something believing in her voice again said, there's something believing instead of just leaving. Instead of just leaving. instead of just leaving. She said, it's time I open my eyes. Don't be afraid to open your eyes. Maybe she's right. Maybe she's right. Maybe she's right. Maybe she's right.